Kewadin casinos in Michigan shut down after cyber attack. Following a hack earlier this week, several Michigan casinos are still shut down, and a tribe is unable to provide community services. Kewadin casinos says the hack was discovered Sunday, forcing them to immediately shut everything down. As of Wednesday morning, everything was still down. Related. R. Paul Wilson on Vegas casino hacking and player security. Kewadin officials speak out. Kewadin stated on Facebook that they immediately brought in third-party experts to investigate the cause of the incident and restore gaming operations as quickly as possible. Quote, "We understand this is inconvenient and unexpected news. Please know our experts are working around the clock to restore gaming operations. We apologize for this inconvenience. We will provide updates as more information becomes available." Statement, Kewadin Casinos. Austin Lowe's, the chairman of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, also said the tribe was hit with a ransomware attack. He said the attack impacted computer and phone systems across casinos, health centers, and other businesses. He added that the tribal government is still open but in a limited capacity. Unsure when they'll reopen. Lowe's stated that there is currently no definitive timeline for when the Kewadin casinos will reopen following the cyber attack. While he remains hopeful that operations can resume within a week, he acknowledged that they are prepared for a longer disruption if necessary. The situation is being closely monitored, and efforts are underway to restore systems as quickly as possible. Kewadin operate 5 brick-and-mortar casinos across Michigan, including Sault Ste. Marie, St. Ignace, Manistique, Christmas, and Hessel. These closures have impacted not only the gaming facilities but also various tribal services and businesses in the affected communities.